You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. Today I'm speaking to Maria Smit from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria, and we're going to talk about three steps to mastering a debt-free retirement. Now, I would imagine a debt-free retirement has to have started a long time before retirement, Maria.
Yes, it definitely starts a long time before retirement. Preferably to be debt-free while you are working already would be great. But as South Africa, we have a bit of a spending problem, and a lot of people in South Africa have a lot of debt. So I thought it would be good to just give people a bit of guidance how to get rid of debt and to ensure that you don't have debt the day you retire.
Okay. I like the way you presented this piece that you kindly sent me, because you put it in point form, which is something I can understand rather than a rambling description. You say, number one, starting your debt-free journey. Here are the first steps that will help you get your debt-free goal by retirement. And you give me those three steps. Focus on the high interest debts first. And the thing that springs to mind when you say that, Maria, is a credit card.
Yes. So if you look at the amount of interest you pay, I think the first one is credit cards are quite high. You pay quite a high interest rate on credit cards. So a way that I've found advising my clients to get rid of debt is to, you have your minimum payments that you have to pay monthly. But if you get extra, go and look at which debt has the highest interest rate and pay that off first. Let's say you get a bonus now in December and you have a big credit card bill. First, get that to zero, because at the end of the day, what you are winning is that, say, 20% interest that you're paying monthly. So instead of paying 20% interest on a credit card every month, pay off that credit card, you're winning that 20% by not paying it.
Credit card is number one. Just throw in another one. I mean, if I know about a credit card being a high interest rate a debt, then there must be another one as well. Is there anything else that you would prioritize?
Well, at the end of the day, there are quite a lot of high interest debts. So the one that I'd say is the highest is the credit card. But then remember, there's good debt and then there's bad debt. So if you look at your home loan, that's good debt. That is, if you have a home loan and you have people living in it and they're tenants and they're paying you a monthly fee or a monthly rental, then you can subtract that mortgage payment. You can subtract it from your taxes. So you can basically build up your retirement savings by getting that house paid off, and your taxes would then be lower as well.
Okay. But yeah, as you quite rightly say, just have a look at your monthly accounts and use your financial advisor if need be and say, where am I paying the most, and prioritize reducing that debt. Point number two, you say, is build an emergency fund. And you say a safety net of 3 to 6 months of living expenses means you can avoid taking on new debt in case of emergencies. It's so nice to think that your life is bowling along quite satisfactorily, Maria, and then suddenly something happens from out of the blue. It's called life, but you've got to have the emergency fund. You've got to have a buffer, haven't you?
Yeah, so instead of immediately then running to your credit card and going and racking up a lot of debt where you pay a big interest rate, use that money that you have put in your emergency fund for stuff like that, for a car that breaks down or something in the house that breaks down that you need to pay it, instead of using a credit card where you pay interest on that debt again.
Number three of the first point, you've got three parts to the first point, get professional advice. And of course, that's what you do. You have to sit down, as I just said, and you probably have to sit down and say, I'm opening my books to you at Brenthurst Wealth. Here are my accounts. What am I doing wrong and what should I be doing right? So don't be, I think some people are a little bit, especially men, I must say, Maria, are a little bit reticent when it comes to saying, I need some help.
Yeah, and one thing a lot of people don't know is your financial advisor is not just there when you have a big lump sum you want to invest and you go for advice. Your financial advisor is your person that guides you. So if you say, listen, I'm going to get a bonus now, how do you advise me to what must I do with it? Then we'll say, okay, come with your budget. What's your debts? What is your taxes you pay every year? Then there are ways you can basically lower your taxes or pay off your debt. A simple example that I used in this article, a person who has an annual income of 520,000 Rand and they get 50,000 Rand bonus at the end of the year, how can they use it effectively? So in the one instance, I said, let's put that money into an RA versus just paying off your credit card debt. So if you pay off your credit card debt, then let's say you had a 40,000 Rand credit card bill, you pay it off, now it's zero. If you put that 40,000 Rand into an RA, then at the end of the tax year, you'll get 12,000 Rand back, which you can also then put into your credit card. So at the end of the day, you made that 40,000 into 52,000, whereas if you just paid off the credit, you would have just had the 40,000 Rand less in your credit card.
Okay, great advice. And you also say creating a safety net and consulting experts. You say a solid financial plan for retirement isn't just about paying off debt. It's also about ensuring you're prepared for the unexpected. I mean, we've spoken about this, and I said rather crudely, yes, it's called life because life does throw unexpected curveballs at you. But it's so important to realize that. And doesn't matter how well you're doing, something is going to happen at some stage to everybody, whether they be rich or not so rich.
Yeah, and if you look at people who have an emergency savings fund, the opposite then also happens. As soon as you create that emergency savings fund, you're also creating a tax problem for yourself because you're going to pay tax on the interest you receive. So that's also why you need to speak to someone professional, because we can then help you to put it in a tax-efficient structure while still having access to the funds. And in that way, not just saving for an emergency, but also helping you lower your tax.
It's also quite a psychological barrier that people have, I find. I mean, I have it myself. More pertinently, you think of retirement and you say to yourself, well, let's say that somebody's 35, 40, 45, whatever it is, and you start talking to them, you're their advisor, and you start saying, well, we ought to be looking forward to your retirement. They say, oh, no, don't worry about that now, because I've got so much time on my side. But before you know it, that time's gone. And do you find that? Do you find you have to overcome that barrier, Maria?
Yes, definitely with the younger clients that you see, they have all these great ideas that they want to implement and they don't think about retirement. And the thing is, it's a snowball effect. If you don't save while you're young, that snowball is going to roll and the amount that you need to have available at retirement or that you need to save, let's say you start saving in your 20s, you're going to need a lot more if you only start in your 40s, because you missed 20 years of savings.
I get the impression that you might have certain people that sit down in front of you and say, I didn't provide for my retirement. What can I do now? Do you get that in South Africa quite a lot?
Quite often. And I must say, I think after COVID, we had it a lot more. A lot of people who are retrenched, who thought they still had 15 years left of savings, and now all of a sudden they're retrenched, they're 55, there's no way they can get a job again. So don't just think about retirement as a picture for in future. You never know what's going to happen.
Quite right too. Maria, thank you very much for your great advice. Maria Smith is from Brenthurst Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.